China aims to beguile Western democracies into a false sense of complacency until it is ready to unleash a lightning bolt series of actions to displace the US as the global hegemon without firing a shot. Pillsbury and Spalding's collective assessments determine that China is unlikely to change its repressive political system and instead will export the advantages of a totalitarian system that increasingly uses advanced technologies and AI to control the lives of its citizens and slowly extend out around the world. How did China progress from an industrial backwater struggling to feed its vast population to a technological and economic juggernaut challenging US supremacy on Earth and in space? For an answer, we must turn to the father of China's rocket-propelled space program, Dr. Shen Su-shen. Ironically, Dr. Shen's brilliant career began on American soil, where he rose to prominence and played a founding role, first in the launch of US rocket science through the legendary Jet Propulsion Laboratory, JPL, at the California Institute of Technology, Caltech. JPL would become one of the leading scientific institutions developing the rockets that powered the NASA space program. By 1950, due to his impressive scientific accomplishments at both JPL and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, Dr. Shen attained national celebrity status across America as a pioneering rocket scientist. Major newspapers regularly interviewed him for his ideas on modern rockets and jet-propelled supersonic aircraft that would one day transport civilians from one side of the country to the other in under an hour. What is not widely known, however, is that Chen had also helped the US Army Air Force study supersonic, saucer-shaped aerospace vehicles captured from Nazi Germany and retrieved from UFO crash sites in New Mexico, dating from 1947. Not only did Chen help US scientists investigate the exotic propulsion systems of captured flying saucer craft, but he was also directly involved in the Army Air Force's development of a decades-long plan for the reverse engineering of the captured supersonic vehicles for a future multifaceted secret space program. At the height of his national celebrity status and scientific influence, an unthinkable set of events took place. Chen was declared a communist sympathizer by the FBI, deprived of all his security clearances, and deported back to China after a lengthy legal battle. A stunned Shen was forced back to his homeland, and he took with him a treasure trove of America's military and technological secrets. It is no small wonder that upon returning to China in 1955, Dr. Shen single-handedly helped the People's Liberation Army develop a rocket program that became the foundation for its fledgling nuclear ballistic missile and space program. While helping China develop modern rockets for nuclear missiles and satellite launch systems, Chen simultaneously monitored developments throughout China concerning advanced aerospace technologies similar to what he had studied back in the US, some of which came from Nazi Germany. This involved investigating ubiquitous UFO sightings throughout China, learning about the contents of mysterious pyramids in Shaanxi province, rumored to possess ancient aviation technologies, recovery of artifacts from an ancient flying saucer crash that occurred 12,000 years ago in the China-Tibet border region, Tibetan Buddhist records of flying saucers and frequent contacts with their occupants, and the Chinese and Soviet attacks on and resulting capture of a major UFO base in Mongolia in 1980, belonging to an unknown and technologically advanced civilization. In the 1980s, President Ronald Reagan and China's